Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sextile to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Woo! LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to Max and Friends. How was your week? How was your weekend? I feel like I'm always a part of your life because I get you tweeting me all the time, and I love it. So continue to tweet me at Max Tucci because it makes us all friends, and that's what Max and Friends is all about, isn't it? Tonight we've got a full show, so y'all don't go anywhere. Just get comfortable, and don't worry if you got to get up and use the bathroom, the restroom, the water closet, because we have our archives here. That's right, latalkradio.com/Max, and you have like almost 7 years of archives, and my favorite shows, they're all my favorite shows, so tune into all of them, and some of my amazing interviews with Jackie Collins and Lisa Lampanelli and housewives of all over this country, and hustlers as well, so it's definitely... There's some fun times there, but you all know that by now. But did you know that there's a free LA Talk Radio app? I want you guys to go get it, download it, and take me to bed with you every Sunday night on Max and Friends. It's the LA Talk Radio app. It's free, and I want you to just love it. Love it, love it, love it, okay? Because it's important. Now, there was a wonderful, speaking of important, this word always is coming up. And what's important to you? Tweet me, at Max Tucci, let me know. I may... not be the most important person in your life. I just hope that when you hear my name, you smile and say, that's my friend, Max Tucci. I'm your friend. You're my friend. So connect with me on Twitter, at Max Tucci. And yes, Meganella, tonight is a kid-friendly show because we've got an amazing woman who's going to be joining us, Robin Camille, in just a little bit. She's going to spread her word out there. She's got a public service announcement. Let the girl go. Free Lolita. We're going to tell you what that's all about. And Robin, she's been a friend here before, so she's back. She's family now. But she's been on the Howard Stern Show, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, Here TV, There TV, the Sherry Vine Show. So she's just an amazing individual. Her spirit is just delicious. She has been doing this for quite some time now. So if you want to get in touch with Maya, listen. She'll be here in the studio. She'll tell you how to reach her. So definitely, Dr. Maya Love, she's amazing. And every first Sunday of the month, can you believe it's like October? Should I have played this last week? No. This is the right Sunday, first Sunday of the month. And these astrological forecasts really are brilliant because she taps into the Vedic astrological forecast. She's three generations of astrologers. She's amazing. She's fantastic. We love Dr. Maya. She's going to be coming up in the studio in just a little bit to give you those astrological forecasts. Every astrological sign gets a forecast for the month of October and for every month. So definitely listen to those. And on an amazing weekend last night, what did we do last night? Let's just backtrack a little bit. So last night, I broke the fast with some of my Jewish friends, which I love because the food is always good. And there's nothing better when you go into the break the fast and you show up late and you know everybody's hungry. And you're like, oh, I just ate, but all right, let me sit down with you. They get so mad. And then we're like, and then what I loved about the service was they said, tell us about people that are no longer with us that you admire, that you miss, or that's on your mind. So everyone's like, my parents, my grandparents, friends, people said are soldiers, and I said Miss Joan Rivers. I was like, she's on my mind. And then this was the most random. I went from saying I miss Joan Rivers to I'm thinking of Biggie. And the reason why I was thinking of Biggie was because last night, the Queen Bee, play that little tune so we can clear the air. And then later on in the show, we're going to talk about an amazing meditation that we're going to wind down the show with. But it's amazing in the sense that it gives you clarity, and it's one that I do every day. So get it into your life. Practice it, because it's wonderful. But let's get Hot Topics. Hit it. Hot Topics.
Hey, y'all, hey, guys and girls. Pick a topic and you know we're going to drop it on.
Pick a topic because you know we're going to drop it on Max and Friends. Well, here's one hot topic that we're going to talk about really for a good portion of the show and play the song Let the Girl Go, Free Lolita. 44 Years a Slave. A powerful new song brings awareness to an orca held in captivity in South Florida. And the Brooklyn singer, her new song Let the Girl Go, Free Lolita, highlights her gospel-infused vocals and thought-provoking message to encourage listeners. That's all of you, my co-hosts tonight, my listeners, to help the orca Lolita get her freedom and return to her natural habitat. Welcome my guest, my Hot Topic guest, Robin Camille, to Max and Friends. Welcome, girl.
Hey, how are you, honey? Well, thank you so much for that powerful, insightful introduction.
Yeah, well, listen, that's what you are. You are powerful with your public service announcement. But before we get into that, I want to ask you a question about Hot Topics, because last night we went to go see Lil' Kim, okay?
Okay.
Love Me Some, Put Your Lighters Up. All right, some good songs back in the day, right?
Yes.
Now, they say she's going to be there at 9 o'clock, so I'm like, okay, I know that 9 o'clock is not happening. 10 o'clock, I say, you know what, let's roll over there. Security was like, hey, Max, you know, I had all my press badges and everything, and they all know me by now. They're like, you might want to come back later. I said, okay. Got there at 11:45, 12 o'clock passes, 1 o'clock passes, 2 o'clock passes, and I'm like, I left at 1 o'clock. My mind left at 1 o'clock, okay?
Hey, 2 o'clock passes. What time is this performance supposed to start?
9 p.m. It's now 2 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, dear.
3 a.m., and everybody's blowing up Twitter because you see, you know, Kim is doing her thing. So, you know, I don't know exactly the truth, all right?
Right.
But everyone has their own perception of the truth. So I don't know why she showed up at 2:30, 3 o'clock to perform. Was that really part of the contractual agreement? You know, there's a lot of discussion, which, you know, everyone's entitled to their truth. But the point is that do you say the show's at 9 o'clock and show up at 3 o'clock?
Well, you know, if you put on tickets and you promote that the show is at 9 o'clock, then people are expecting you at 9 o'clock. And if they come, I mean, you know, people come, people have other engagements, they have babysitters and all of that that they have to deal with some people. So, you know, it's you have to be considerate of your fans and their time as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that to me, from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock when she showed up at 2:30, that's a little beyond even CP time. So I'm not sure. Listen, I don't know what happened. I don't know if her bus, a car, a van, a transportation broke down, or she had to stop off to get some Popeye's fried chicken. Mm. She had to get a weed fixed in the middle of something. I don't know. But I hope that she offered some kind of explanation to the folks and an apology at least.
Yeah, you know what? It's all on Twitter. So if you're all interested in the news of Twitter between Kim and the club, check it there. For me, this is all it comes down to. If you want to perform at 3 and if the club gives you, like, troubles, or if you give the club troubles, whatever it is, send out a tweet, because we're in such an age right now of being in communication with everybody that just – and I'm not saying she was disrespectful, because I don't know what happened. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm saying is in 2014 – if the club is giving you trouble, or if you're giving the club trouble, just tweet. I'm not going to be there till this time, you know, but I love you all for showing up. And if you want to stay, stay. If you don't, go. But just, or whatever, or the club tweet, you know, Kim is on her way. But the thing is just be, and the lesson is, because there's no mistakes in life, be respectful of people's time. That's really what I got to say.
Speaking of time,
isn't that just the truth?
And listen, honey, because you know what? Don't ever let anybody waste your time, because you can't get it back.
That's right. Well, you know what? It's 11:11, speaking of time, on the East Coast. So everyone out there, make a wish. Okay, 11:11ers. Speaking of time, 44 years a slave. What are we talking about? People want to know. But let me let me just give 1 second to this, because this is so powerful of 44 years a slave. Because I'm going to bring this back again to this service that I was at yesterday, which was Break the Fast for the holiday, for the Jewish holiday observed. And there was a woman there when we were talking about people that we miss, family members, friends, etc., and just why our heart breaks and for the suffering. And she said, you know, it's really sad that no one talks about this, but the animals. She goes, my heart like weeps for the animals that are being killed, that are being in captive, that literally it's so like disgusting, the percentage of animals that have been wiped off of this planet. So with that said, 44 Years a Slave is really a documentary. It's a song that my guest Robin did called Let the Girl Go, Free Lolita. But I think it needs to be turned into a documentary of what we do for entertainment. Now, I always say if you want to be entertained, tune into Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Yes,
so what humans do for entertainment purpose values, and I'm not judging, but I think when you take something that should be free, whether it be a person or an animal, and you want to be, you know, just get all up in the vibe with captivity, I think it's so sad. So tell us your connection and your story to this amazing orca named Lolita.
Well, you know something? I saw a public service announcement, which was in a short film festival, and I sat there and I watched this. And you know, usually, I mean, I love animals. I've had animals. I had a cat that passed away. I love animals, but when I saw this, it just—I don't know—it just something just hit me. I had one of those aha moments because her story reminded me of the slave trade. I just had that aha moment because here she was. She was from Washington State, and you had people people coming from these marine parks and capturing these animals and separating families, selling them off to various parks and centers here in the States and abroad, and it just sounded so much like the slave trade.
Now, before we continue, you know we're going to get tweets, and people are going to say,
tweet on, honey,
how dare she compare an orca to a slave? But now let's just stop and breathe, and if we're all going to be in a vibration of God's creation, that means we're all created by the divine. So, which means that when we captivate an animal, we're captivating really ourselves. Now, if you're into that, great. If you're not, then maybe just look at a different perspective, which is Robin's tonight. And now my guest joining me is comedian, author, actress, vocalist, radio personality, and advice diva. All these hats are worn by the versatile Miss Robin Camille. So you have this affection in this story to this orca. So what was it for you that resonated the most with this orca? You said that you had this connection with it.
Yes, you know something, Max? When I was watching the PSA, they had Amazing Grace playing underneath the piece. And, of course, you know, that was written by a slave trader. And I don't know, maybe that helped me make the connection or connect the dots. The other thing, too, in response to people getting the dandruff up because I'm comparing this orca's captivity to you know, human beings being in captivity. What people fail to remember is that when the African slaves were brought here to America, we were not considered human. We were considered on the same level as cattle. The slaves were branded like the slave owners branded their cattle, their horses, and their cattle. So we were not considered human beings as well. Also, too, you still have on the books the Three-Fifth Act, which means five slaves equal three white men, or, you know, the equivalent of three white persons. So we were not considered humans and were not afforded the rights of other humans here. So, you know, when people say that, I refer them back to that.
Refer them.
Okay, honey.
The truth will set you free. Speaking of setting you free, why have you made this your mission?
You know something? It just something in my spirit told me to do this. I mean, sometimes, you know, this may not be everyone's fight. You know, you may not, people may not be riled up about this, and they may not be angry about this, and that's okay. That's okay. But my thing is, be angry about something and try to do something about it. It doesn't have to be Lolita's fight, but do something. Just don't sit at home and be a couch potato and just look at TV all day while all this madness is going on in the world, because each of us has the power to make change. You know, sometimes we look to Washington, D.C., we look to the government to do all of these, make all of these drastic changes. But when you look back in history, most of the change that was brought about in this country in other parts of the world were by people who ordinary people doing extraordinary things, being sick and tired of being sick and tired and rising up, raising their voices and bringing about change. So it's never been about the government.
It's so true, and what I say is really South Africa became free by the people. Now, I'm not saying go burn things down, but, you know, if you've seen the documentaries and movies of South Africa and what they believed in, they stood so firmly upon, and they shook the foundations of the government by saying that, you know what, we are people and we're not going to have shambles and we're not going to be whipped and we're going to burn things down. And the people are what freed South Africa, I believe.
Exactly.
So, don't burn things down, people. Don't burn things down, honey.
Don't burn things down, honey, because you know you might have to go down to the corner store and get a gallon of milk. Okay, don't burn the stores down. No, don't do that. But raise your voices.
Yes. Tell them how to, but give them advice to raise their voice, because I feel that so many people feel voices because they don't know how.
Well, you know something, one of the things that people need to do is to become active in their local politics, because, you know, a lot of people, they're suffering right now. They're upset about the way the government is being run and how some of these politicians are, you know, they have their own agenda and they really don't give a damn about people. They take these recesses when things need to be done. But I also blame the people, because if you didn't vote, you shouldn't be saying anything or complaining if you were not engaged in the process. Number two, you have to do your homework and not just be bamboozled and suckered into voting for anybody. Because the thing of it is, you have people who are totally unqualified to hold office in office currently. And basically, politics has become a popularity contest. So it's not about, you know, who has credentials, who has experience, whether it be, you know, military experience or business experience or someone who has something on their head on their shoulder.
Who's black, who's white, who's a man, who's a woman? Let's break that down.
Well, you know something, honey? That doesn't matter. If somebody is qualified.
You know what? In politics, to you and I, it might not matter. But to so many people, it matters. And that's why, you know, especially now with the new elections coming up, you know, the Republican Party is going towards the Hispanic community because they know that there's such a big vote. So they're figuring out which Hispanic representative might be the best VP or president. So race has, I think, a big part to do with it. As much as I think that there's a human race, but we just sometimes have these scales over our eyes, and then it becomes a genetic race, you know, with the whole...
Well, you know something? It does matter, and people, politicians have played it that way for a long time, but the thing of it is, you have to get someone and have someone that is going to do something for the people, because just because someone is Hispanic doesn't mean they're going to help the Hispanic people. You know, because my grandfather told me a long time ago, just because a snake is black doesn't mean it won't bite you. So, you know, you cannot... listen, honey, okay? You cannot just vote with color. You cannot just vote with creed. You have to vote with someone who has an agenda that can actually help you. And if you do vote for them and they don't do what they say they're going to do, get them out of office the next time around. Don't keep voting.
Ooh, look at the advice, diva. I love it.
Okay. Yes, honey. Don't keep it, because that's the other thing. If someone, if you have a politician in office and they've been, you know, stealing public monies that should have been going to something else to help people, and don't sit up there and let them bamboozle you and talk some jive about, oh, this is racism, they're talking about me. No, bitch, you've been stealing. That's why they're talking about you. You need to vote them out. Okay?
Yes, call a thing a thing.
Yeah, listen, honey, it is what it is.
Well, yeah. I want to call the thing a thing now, because Lolita is this orca that was captured on August 8th, 1970 in Penn Cove. Where is this? Wildly Island?
Yes, honey. It's right off of, it's in Washington State.
Okay, she was one of seven young orcas sold to marine parks around the world from this roundup of over 80 orcas. Lolita is currently being held at the Miami Seaquarium in Florida. Florida, where she has been for 44 years.
Yeah,
I can't even think about being in a cage for 44 minutes, let alone years. So
exactly.
You were inspired to write Let the Girl Go, Free Lolita, to show the parallels between Lolita's life and the Atlantic slave trade and to encourage others to raise voices in support of Lolita's freedom. Now, you wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
We're going to play this song because a portion of all the sales from Let the Girl Go, Free Lolita, will be donated to the Orca Network located in Freeland, Washington, which was founded to advocate for the safety of orcas for the Pacific Northwest. The organization has also developed Lolita's retirement plan, which involves returning her natural habitat in Washington State. Robin, you're the girl, and you also had many other dance clubs. You had tons of songs and hits. So now you left me by demand. What's a girl to do? Your love. The list goes on. Free to love. Yes, I love free to love. Let the girl go. Okay. Free Lolita is currently on CD Baby. So y'all can go to CD Baby. But without going any further, let's play the song right now. Let's get the people going. And then when we get back.
Get them going, honey.
Yeah, we're going to talk about how you can get it, how you can teach them to get involved. The advice diva herself is here, Robin Camille. She's going to teach you how you can be a voice in your community and be inspired. But right now, Let the Girl Go, Free Lolita on Max and Friends by Robin Camille, my guest. We'll be right back.
She was taken from her home over 40 years ago and brought to the shores of Florida, where she has been held captive. Her freedom was stolen like that of my great-great-grandparents, who were forced to work on the slave plantations of North Carolina. Slavery was not abolished for all of God's creatures. Lolita lives on a modern-day plantation in Florida, the Miami Seaquarium. She is used like a freak in a circus sideshow.
Free, 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 free
and the fans until
we can. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Hey, Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Sushi.
Okay.
Yes. Ooh, we got that beat in the background. All right. But you know what? We were just... we almost got in trouble talking about things during commercial break. Not really commercial break. But through a song that I hope jived you all called Let the Girl Go, Free Lolita. It's part of this wonderful public service announcement that my amazing guest, comedian, author, actress, vocalist, radio personality, and advice diva, Robin Camille, sang and just really... You felt it. Like, when you were in that song, you could feel that you were making a difference for this orca. So, people tuning in must be like, oh, they're crazy. But it's not, because a small difference, no matter who you are or what you do, it takes one person to make a difference. So, tell us about the song and why you wrote it.
Well, you know something? I felt that, and speaking about South Africa, it's one thing to get on a soapbox and preach to people and tell them what they ought to do and what they ought not do, but oftentimes people tune you out, especially with so many things going on now. But if you put it in music, it's like Mary Poppins said, you know, you take a little sugar and it helps the medicine go down.
Yes,
and
it does.
Yes, it does. And if people remember, no one knew about Nelson Mandela. And no one knew about the apartheid system until the song Sun City came out, okay? Where you had artists like Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan, Kool Moe Dee, who were on this track singing and performing I Ain't Gonna Play Sun City. And it was on MTV, and people were like, oh, my God, that's going on over there? They had no idea about the apartheid system. But they brought about change through that song, because then everyone was saying, oh, my God, this is going on now? What the hell? And everyone, that galvanized the people, that gave awareness to Nelson Mandela's plight outside of the country. And that's what spearheaded the movement to get him freed and to overturn stuff. So,
absolutely.
You know, music is a very powerful tool.
Now, why is it, and do you think it's possible that this beautiful, I call her a beast because they're just so magnificent and huge,
yeah,
but that this beautiful Lolita, do you think she's going to actually be freed?
Well, honey, I hope so. You have to be positive, and if you put enough pressure on people, because my grandmother used to say a steady drop of water will wear a hole in a rock. So it's always too soon to give up. You keep your pedal to the metal, and you keep pressure on people. You don't go away easy. I mean, because look at the situation in Hong Kong now. Those people are fighting for their freedom. They're tired of people with foots on their neck, and they're rising up, and that's what you have to do. Now, the Chinese government, they may squash it, they may threaten, they may do whatever, but the human spirit will rise up.
It will rise up.
I love to see that because
ooh,
you can.
Hey, stop. Hold on. You know what? Hey, Ronnie, do we have the I Rise from Maya Angelou? Can you look for that in the catalog real quick? Dr.
Ooh.
Maya Angelou, I Rise. We got to play it. I just felt that in my spirit. I know we
ooh,
have it.
Oh, honey,
here.
Well.
Yes. But it's true. Okay. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise.
That's right.
But we
That's
do
right.
we rise. And when
you
we all
to.
Become together, our voices rise. And sound
exactly.
is one thing that projects. So you don't have to do with violence. Project with sound.
Oh, no, no, violence is never good, because that's
it's
what
not
Gandhi
the answer.
And Martin Luther King
yes.
Jr. spoke about, because violence, when you are violent, if you're trying to make a statement or you're trying to bring about
doesn't
change
work.
And you're being violent, then no one is going to sympathize with you, because they're like, oh, you're a bunch of goons, and throw
yes,
your ass
raise
in jail.
Your voice and not your fist.
That's right. That's
hey,
right.
Ronnie, let me
That's
know
right.
when we have that. We'll just play a snippet of it so people know
yes.
what we're talking about, because we'll just
yes.
let that beautiful sound of I Rise motivate the listeners tonight to do make a change in their community. Now, this isn't even your community. This is in Miami. So
yeah.
have you been down to the Miami Seaquarium in Florida?
No, you know something? No, I have not been to the Miami Seaquarium in Florida. I'm actually going to be in Miami in January, because they're doing a big march to protest her captivity. So I will be the keynote speaker at the event in January. So I will will be down.
You have to keep me posted. We're going to definitely
I
will get my news vans with Eye on South Florida out there to cover it.
Okay, darling, I will be, listen, I will be there. I will be speaking on Lolita's behalf. Because the other thing we have to remember about animals is that they're voiceless.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I love you said someone, that. It's so true.
Yes, honey. Yes.
The children and animals are voiceless.
Yes. And you know something? At least with humans, we can raise our voices. We can do things. You know, we can, you know, file a complaint. We can go to the voting booth. We can do so many things when we get up off our behinds and do them. But when you are an animal, you don't have that luxury of doing things. So it's important that we do. And I know there are a lot of other things that are going on in the world right now. But sometimes when you get out of your own drama and help someone else or lift someone else up, it helps you understand and realize that you have the power to lift, and you can turn and lift yourself out of whatever you're in as well.
Isn't that the truth? I love
yeah.
that. You are the advice diva, aren't you?
Well, honey, you know something. I got my tambourine here, baby.
Yes,
honey. Yes,
return.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, honey.
Let me
it
get
is
a
Sunday now. I'm
preaching that choir.
Well, yes, honey. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, honey. Yes. 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 Yes.
We're gonna get up into praise and worship now. Hallelujah.
Well, listen, honey. Listen. You know, because the thing of it is, Max. Like I said, this. You know, people, your listeners may not be. Feel motivated to get involved with Lolita's fight, but my thing is this: whatever your spirit moves you to do, whether it be volunteering at an after-school program or becoming a big brother or big sister to some children,
yes.
or volunteering at the Red Cross, or you know, helping out somewhere in your neighborhood, or helping a senior go shopping for a senior who's homebound, whatever that may be, whatever that small thing, just do something to bring about change to make somebody's life a little better.
And you know what I love about this is that it's motivational, and that's what tonight is about. It's about motivating us as humans, as people, as friends, to go out there. And just like Robin's doing, she's not even in the community of Miami, but she's trying to make a difference, and she's going to work on it to make a difference for an animal that's captive. So if one person can do that for one animal, imagine what we could all do for each other. So with that said, we've got a lot to tell each other tonight. But I want to tell you that if you love that song as much as I do, go to iTunes right now and Let the Girl Go, Free Lolita, because a portion of sales will go to the Orca Network located in Freeland, Washington, which is founded to advocate for the safety of orcas of the Pacific Northwest. And the organization is also developed to help Lolita's retirement plan, which involves returning her to natural habitat. I don't want tweets. I'm letting you all know right now because I am not a marine biologist. I don't know how her life is going to be after because she's been in captivity so long. If you have that question, then write to a marine biologist and ask them. Or better yet, write to the Orca Network and ask them. The point is that we want to get her free because they believe
yeah.
that's the right thing for her. With that said, don't go anywhere because we got my girl here, Dr. My Love, and she's got to give us these astrological forecasts. What sign are you, Robin?
I'm a Scorpio, honey, with a Leo rising.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Amen.
I am an Aquarius with a Taurus rising. And you're with our girl, Shaquita, tonight, who's a triple Leo. Did you know that?
Oh, my goodness. I did not know she was a triple Leo.
Triple Leo.
Ooh, honey, all that fire. Where?
Right. And you know, but we'll talk about that during. Well, no, because I want you to hear your Vedic astrological forecast. Everyone, whatever your sign is, we're going to break it down for the month of October. Listen carefully. If you missed it, go to latalkradio.com/max and you can hear Dr. Maya Love, our Vedic astrologer in-house to the show, gives you your Vedic astrological reading for the month of October. Welcome, Dr. Maya Love.
Hi everyone, this is Maya from VedicAstroLounge.com on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio, bringing you Vedic Astrological Forecast for October 2014. If you have any questions or if you would like a reading, please feel free to reach me at VedicAstroLounge.com. The planetary positions for the month of October 2014 are as follows. Sun is currently transiting Virgo but moves into Libra on October 17th. Mercury is currently transiting Libra, but becomes retrograde and enters Virgo on October 16th. Venus is currently transiting Virgo, but moves into Libra on October 19th. Mars is currently transiting Scorpio, its own sign, but moves into Sagittarius on October 17th. Jupiter is currently exalted in Cancer, but in the 9th divisional chart, Jupiter becomes debilitated until October 10th. So after October 10th, it'll begin to give its exalted effects again. Saturn is currently exalted in Libra. The north node of the moon is currently transiting Virgo, and the south node of the moon is currently transiting Pisces. The major highlights of this month are the lunar eclipse on October 8th, the solar eclipse on October 23rd, and the retrograde motion of Mercury from October 4th to October 25th. Mercury is currently in the sign of Libra, but becomes retrograde and moves into Virgo, its exaltation sign. Though exalted, it'll give the effects of a debilitation because it is in retrograde motion. So this month, the energies will be spiritually transformational at an individual level and at a global level. The total lunar eclipse occurs on October 8th in the sign of Pisces, and the partial solar eclipse occurs on October 23rd in the sign of Libra. The two eclipses will bring a major transformation in many people's lives. In the past several months, the energies of the retrograde and debilitated Saturn and the eclipses in April would have brought many challenges into people's lives. The eclipses this month will bring an end to those challenges and mark a new beginning. The new beginnings may come in the form of a surprise. All the fears would clear away with a new understanding of one's own self. Any traumatic experiences will be seen in a new light and get resolved. It may also shift people from one place to another because of a new career, or it may indicate a change in the career. These effects will be profoundly felt in people who are born under the sign of Pisces or Libra. But people born under other signs will also feel its impacts. And with retrograde Mercury, it is important to mentally process and resolve these challenges and become ready for the new beginnings. Here is the astrological forecast for the month of October 2014 for the 12 Vedic moon signs. Aries, this is your month. The main focus is to resolve your deepest fears related to intimacy and friendships. Taurus, health should be the main focus for this month. Any health breaks you may have should be dealt with at its roots. Gemini, you may need to bring your focus and attention on your creativity in various aspects of life. Cancer, it is time for new beginnings in terms of your career. Leo, focus on conscious communication. Avoid any potential conflicts. Virgo, refrain from any new investments during this time and avoid unnecessary expenditures. Libra, though this period may be a bit challenging, stay strong and keep moving forward in life. Focus on yourself. Scorpio, you may experience some of your deepest fears coming to surface. Make sure to acknowledge them and resolve them completely. Sagittarius, you may need to prioritize time and manage your wealth in the most effective way. Capricorn, you may face some challenges related to your career. Stay focused. Avoid any workplace conflicts during this time. Aquarius, get to the core of your being. It is important to connect with your spiritual self, as this may be the answer to all your questions. Pisces, avoid travels at night and also any long-distance travels during this time. Stay focused on living a healthy lifestyle. That brings me to the end of the forecast. Before I leave, I would like to say that it is a time of new beginnings, so it is important to forgive and resolve our own past before moving forward. It is important to move forward with a clear mind and a courageous heart. Life has a way of melting away our deepest fears through forgiveness and bring forth tremendous joy and love into our lives if we choose to experience it. So let us choose love. Have a wonderful month, everyone. Thank you and blessings.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Maya Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. That was Dr. Maya Love. Namaste and thank you so much. For further information, go to VedicAstroLounge.com. She's amazing. We love her here. Our in-house Vedic astrologer, Dr. Maya Love on Max and Friends. Wasn't that good, Robin?
Oh, honey, it was good. I was sitting up in here getting ready to get me a glass of wine. It was so deep. Okay.
She's honey, third generation.
Wow.
Fourth generation, maybe. Yeah, she's amazing.
Wow.
But you are just as amazing. She laid it out. You laid it out. We're going to have to wrap this show up just because there's an amazing, amazing, amazing meditation that I do called Crystal Clear Clarity Meditation. And I do it practically every day, if not twice a day. It's 7 minutes and 20 seconds. It centers you, focuses you to give you clarity in whatever situation you're going through. So we're going to share that tonight with our listeners, just like we shared your song, Let the Girl Go, Free Lolita. I love having you on the show, Robin.
I love being here, honey. It's a blast every time.
And I want everyone to go to iTunes right now and get the song Let the Girl Go Free, Lolita, because a portion of sales will help this beautiful orca, Lolita.
That's and right. Robin, only 99 cents you can help Miss Lolita.
There you go. And help Miss Robin, too. Get the song going. Get the sales going.
Okay.
It's good. It's good. Now, listen, girl, I would love to have you back. Let's, like, set up something here, because I love the vibe that you give off. We tried this. I know that you and I have, like, these crazy crescendos in life where things are happening wildly. So I believe that where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be. And I believe that I think we should have you come on the show and maybe we'll do like a little hot topic segment together. How does that sound?
That sounds good, honey. I love it when it's hot.
Right? I love it when it's hot too. Speaking of hot, we're in Miami right now where it's hot. I'm going to go down to that Sea Aquarium and knock on the door. No, I'm kidding. It wasn't me. And I'm going to go for a swim with that orca and we're going to free her like Free Willy.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. Well, listen, my darling, I'm going to talk to you after the show because I've got to get this amazing meditation in for my listeners tonight. Thank you, Robin Camille, for joining me tonight. Where can people find you?
Well, darling, they can find me at Let Lolita Go on Twitter. And our website is www.letlolitago.com.
Wonderful. And if you miss any portion of the show, go to Max. LATalkRadio.com/Max. Just go to Max. I don't know where it's going to get you. But you know what, my darling? Continue to follow your passion because it's going to lead you to your purpose. I love you for being on the show.
Thank you, darling. Love you too, honey. Much success and love to your listeners.
Thank you so much. And much success and love to you too. Have a beautiful night. I'm going to talk to you after the show.
Bye,
darling. On that note, everyone, just clear the mind. Let's get into a frame right now where we have peace. Breathe. Let the breath of life just go through your nose and come through your head and over your whole body and just exhale all of the toxins and impurities out. Inhale love. Exhale love. It's so juicy and wonderful. And get ready to be in a space of clarity. It's something that we often don't like to be in. So my advice to you is whenever you feel that you're lost on this trail of life, on this path of life, know you are your own teacher. And that clarity is something that we all deserve. Have a wonderful night. I'm going to say good night and good karma and take life to the max. And we're going to play out the show with this beautiful meditation that I encourage you to listen to every single day. Clarity. We deserve it. Love you all for listening. Good night, good karma, and take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci, on Max and Friends.
Crystal clear. Do this quick and easy meditation to feel completely clear, to feel enlightened. You're going to embark on a journey to bring pure white light into every cell of your being, every cell within your body until you become pure and clear. You will feel clarity of mind, clarity of thought, clarity of emotions, spiritual clarity, clarity to invigorate and enliven the inner you. Take a nice deep breath in now, and as you breathe out, let all the tensions flood out of your body. See a wave of soft light travelling down your body, just on the outside of your body, like a cocoon. Just a wave of light floating around and down your body and out just under your feet. Breathe in again. And as you breathe out, feel the wave of warmth of light again as it travels down your body, comforting and soothing you and relaxing you deeper and deeper now. By now, you're feeling calmer and more relaxed as you feel this lovely soft white light around you. You feel softer and soothed. You can sense this light with your inner senses. It has a haze to it, a slight shimmer as you see it travelling around you, gently touching your body, like the softness of a summer breeze. Now, in this deeply relaxed state, imagine a beautiful shining white star above your head and see that star expand bigger and bigger and brighter and purer. This is your star. This is your soul energy, an energy that transforms with clarity. See your beautiful shining star. See it shining on the top of your head. Feel a sense of the greatness of this energy, your soul energy, the uniqueness of this star. See the light from this star shining on the top of your head, and see this light as it now enters your crown chakra, the top of your head. See this beautiful light as it travels down inside your body now, down through your head, your neck, arms, hands, travelling through all of your centres, your chakras, travelling down your chest, your heart, filling your lungs with this beautiful light, shining in every cell of your body as it moves, travelling down to your stomach, your pelvis, down your legs, and out through your feet. As this light, your soul energy, is travelling around your body, it's cleansing and purifying every cell in your body, energising, revitalising, reconnecting you with who you truly are. Clear, pure light. Just feel the light in every cell of your body, filling you up, expanding you. And now, bring the light into your DNA. Feel the light pulsing, pure white light, clearing any old energy now, any stuck energy that isn't serving your higher self. This beautiful shining light completely dissolving old energy, making way for the new, clearing your path, bringing new experiences into your life, bringing new vital energy to you, enabling you to be clear, to manifest your desires, to be a conscious creator. In this state, you can manifest anything you want. Sit a while now and feel how your body feels, pulsing with this beautiful white light, the light of purity, the light of love. You are that shining star. You are clarity. You are pure. You are love. You can sit as long as you like in this state, because when you are in this state of complete calmness, relaxation and clarity, You are your soul energy. Just feel the peace, the calm. And when you're ready, become aware of your surroundings. Take a few deep breaths in. Cup your hands on your eyes and feel the warmth from your hands. And when you're ready, open your eyes. You might like to now visualize something that you want to manifest into your life, as you are in a very receptive state now.